Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First this afternoon, we're going to go to the Taoiseach's staunch defence of the government's decision to appoint 10 new special advisers for junior ministers at a cost of almost €800,000 a year to the Exchequer. The appointments came just hours after tens of thousands of people had their pandemic unemployment payment cut. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald said that she is gobsmacked and astounded by the move. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. Barry, what exactly have the government decided to do?
Yeah, rising the number of special advisers in government buildings for what people are due following reductions effective today in the pandemic unemployment payment. The Cabinet this afternoon signed off on the appointment of 10 new special advisers for junior ministers. This despite previous moves for ministers of state to pool advisers between them rather than having someone they could each call their own. This after, as well, a previous move to have one adviser per each junior minister. Now, these advisers each to be paid between €68,000 and €84,000 a year, and on top of the three special junior super junior ministers, Hildegard Nocton, Pippa Hackett and Jack Chambers, they've already each had a special advisor appointed. Those advisors paid up to €101,000 a year, so the bill for ministers of state's aides, north of €1 million a year to the taxpayer. This on top of the estimated €1.5 million annually for 17 special advisors for the three party leaders, Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan. Now, the last government appointed 60 advisers overall at a cost of €5.1 million. No final count yet for the new administration, but the government arguing, and indeed the Justice Minister Helen McEntee out this afternoon saying these are important appointments, making important decisions on behalf of the Irish people. But the opposition counter arguing, saying that these ministers have entire departments to assist them in their work, and saying that the appointments of advisers perhaps not prudent use of taxpayers' money.
There isn't quite one for everybody in the junior ministerial audience. Who are the lucky ones?
Yeah, a lucky 10, four from Fianna Fáil, the lucky quartet being Mary Butler, Anne Rabbit, Thomas Byrne and Sean Fleming. The three left without in Fianna Fáil, Robert Troy, Niall Collins and late ministerial call-up James Brown. Four in Fine Gael getting minister aides too, Patrick O'Donovan, Josepha Madigan, Damien English and Martin Hayden. Those left out, Colin Brophy, Peter Burke and the Minister of State for Drugs, Frankie Feehan, and two ministers of state in the Green Party as well, getting advisers, Joe O'Brien and Malcolm Noonan. Oisín Smith, the only member of the Green Party ministerial troop not to have a special adviser.
Now, whether they are or aren't actually necessary, the timing of this isn't ideal for anybody trying to seek to defend such appointments.
Yeah, they provided real ammunition for the opposition this afternoon during leaders' questions in the Dáil, as they came on the very same day cuts to the pandemic unemployment payment came into force. Remember, before those payments, €350 a week for those who were earning more than €200 a week before the crisis began, and €203 a week for those earning less than €200. Now the payments, a maximum of €300 a week for those earning more than €300 a week before the pandemic, struck down to €203 for those earning less than €200 a week. And Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald, she stood up at the Dáil and described this as a mean cut, especially for those who recently lost their jobs in Dublin due to new coronavirus restrictions.
Last week you went ahead with a very mean cut to the pandemic unemployment payment. And now more than 156,000 people who were in receipt of €350 a week will see a reduction in their payment of between €50 and €100. I'm absolutely astounded and gobsmacked at media reports that your government this morning has approved the hiring of 10 special advisers for junior ministers. This being done at a time when you're cutting payments to people in real difficulty who have lost their jobs.
Micheál Martin fought back. We've already put €3.5 billion into this scheme, not an insignificant figure. And we're in this for the long haul, he argued, intimating the pandemic payment and the wage subsidy scheme could be extended beyond expiry date in April.
And we have to realise that the impact of COVID, particularly economically and financially, could be right through the entirety of 2021. And therefore the planning, the fiscal planning, the planning around social protection budgets has to take that into consideration, and will.
But the pair clashed again as Deputy MacDonald once again reminded the Taoiseach of the government's latest appointments.
The €350 is not a fortune. There's nobody sitting in this chamber who's on €350 a week. I dare say the 10 special advisers for your junior ministers will be paid an awful lot more than €350 a week.
I take your point that 350 and 300 is not huge money at all. Of course it's not. That's accepted. And you speak of special advisers. The special advisers that you employ, in the North and your executive, they're earning much more than that as well. And you're one of the original enthusiasts for special... No, you've been one of the original enthusiasts for special advisers. Always have been. And you've been a long-term advocate for special advisers in politics. And you've never shown any disdain for that to date. And your party hasn't either. So stop the hypocrisy.
Now, in a subsequent tweet, Mary Lou MacDonald said, fact check, there are just 14 special advisers in the whole five-party government in Northern Ireland. Now, Fine Gael TD's on the airwaves last week defending that cut to the pandemic payment. Fianna Fáil TD some want it reversed. The Minister, Dara O'Brien, promising a review. So perhaps some twists in that tale before the budget this day 3 weeks.
Moving on from the PUP, Barry, but not unrelated, is the issue of sick pay, which is something that NPHET has recommended as a tool in the fight against COVID-19. It was also raised during leaders' questions.
Here's Social Democrats co-leader Catherine Murphy.
There are also a further group that are finding themselves with little or no financial support, and their parents who have been informed by the school that their child must self-isolate. Parents are not necessarily required to self-isolate if their children are sent home, but those children have to be cared for. If such a parent is not sick themselves, they're not entitled to sick pay. There's an urgent need to include parents in such situations in the enhanced illness payment scheme.
Now, Micheál Martin said he would inquire about what could be done to help out parents. The Labour Party, of course, looking for 6 weeks sick pay for all workers. The government has said it'll start consultations on this matter with a view to introducing statutory sick pay here. There are also calls at the Dáil this afternoon for a blanket ban on evictions and a call to reimpose payment breaks, something which were enforced at the height of the pandemic in spring.
And before I let you go, Barry, have you heard anything about further potential increased restrictions?
No decision yet. Clearly the numbers are going the wrong way. Those are the words of the Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath. But new figures for the 40-day incidence rate of the virus in counties across Ireland show that the counties of Louth, Donegal and Waterford are of particular concern to public health officials. Louth over 100, Donegal rising. The HSE expressing concern about case numbers in Donegal today. Perhaps a decision by the end of the week.
Barry, thank you very much.